And then, Sister Gentie looks specifically at the universal law of cause and effect and how we can make sure we always do the right thing.
One of the most exciting results of meditation is taking back control of your life from the inside out. As you've been hearing, at the heart of this deep change is the realization of your true identity. Now, some people are a little afraid of losing their sense of identity. But as you can see, through meditation, you don't. You actually regain the awareness of who you truly are. Without this, we are all lost. But we have grown so accustomed to identifying with our job, our possessions, our nationality, and perhaps even another person. And it now somehow feels natural to identify with those things. However, we don't realize that it is this mistake which is at the root of our worries, our fears, any unhappiness, and the ineffectiveness which may affect our relationships with others. As you've probably noticed, the aim of meditation is not to stop thinking and enter into an inner void or to create a vacuum in your mind. The aim is to create the right kind of thinking based on the truth of what you are, and then to put those thoughts into action in the context of your life. Slowing the rate of your thoughts and raising the quality of your thoughts will also conserve your mental and spiritual power. But it's this loss of control which is the most interesting issue here. So much of our stress or inner tension comes from the feeling that I'm not in and cannot control what's going on in the world around me, especially with the people around me. This is because of that belief which has been handed down to us and reinforced daily by our culture. And it's the belief that you can and should control other people and events in your life. It only takes a few moments of deep reflection to see that you cannot control anyone or any event that involves other people. To try to do so is futile and only ends in confirming yet another illusion, which paradoxically we learn in our formal education, that we are failures. I just don't have control over anyone else. You and I have no right to write another person's script. If we work together on a project or a task, then we both have partial control. But there's only one place I have total control all the time, and that is within myself. And of course, how I respond to other people and events around me. In the context of my relationships, and life in many ways is simply a series of relationships, I'm not in control of those relationships. However, I do have some influence. And that influence is dependent on my awareness of the natural laws and principles which govern all our lives. Meditation allows you to see and rediscover the significance and the depth of those laws and those principles in a process which could be called insight. Insight into the natural laws at work in the world reveal both physical and spiritual laws which cannot be broken. For example, in the physical world, we all know and experience the law of gravity. And we've all felt the effect of not respecting that law, whether it's simply been falling down or jumping off a wall that was too high. In both instances, the law of gravity returned us to Earth with a bump, and the result was pain. It's the same, if less obvious and less visible, at the spiritual level or the level of our relationships. There are irrefutable laws which are essential to understand and respect. For example, the law of free will means that each one of us has the freedom to choose our thoughts, our feelings, and actions at every moment. When we're doing that, and the quality of those thoughts are positive, then the result is harmony in our relationships with ourselves. In other words, we feel good. But when we try to control others or allow them to control us, we are attempting to break the law of free will. And the result is some form of internal conflict. And we consequently feel bad. We all know the...